This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
City Council and Cambridgeshire County Council have produced a thought-provoking short film for young people which acknowledges the sacrifices they have made during the pandemic and asks them to stand firm to help beat the virus. And I'm really pleased to be joined by Councillor Anna Smith, Executive Councillor for Communities, and Paula Bishop, Children and Young Persons Services Manager, to tell us more about it. Hello, you two.
Hi there.
How did this film first come about and what's it all about?
So it came about quite a few months ago. It's taken a while to get to this point. We had several discussions that were going on about how we would get the messages out to young people and encourage young people to engage with kind of COVID safety measures and to kind of follow all the key messages that everybody else was kind of seeing and hearing. And a sense that young people, it wasn't that they weren't complying, but when they weren't, they were quite visible, you know, they were in large groups around the city, and we needed to try and find a way of getting through to them. And there was quite a few discussions around what social media platforms should we use, why is it that if young people are getting the same messages that everybody else is, why they're not following them. So we came up with the idea of working with Alter Ego. We'd worked with previously, we've worked with them quite a lot actually over the last few years. They're the theatre company that have been delivering Chelsea's Choice and other similar theatre productions, normally in school, face-to-face, you know, back in the day.
So they go around schools usually sort of putting the message out as a theatre piece.
Yeah, so we talked to them about the possibility of them being able to come up with a script and film something that we would then be able to put out via social media and other platforms.
So how's it going to be distributed? Is it going to schools themselves and will they be watching it within school or is it just via social media?
So there's several routes. Alongside the 4 minutes, which is the kind of the longer version, we've produced a 2-minute trailer, which is a social media kind of introduction to the story. So that's going out on just about every platform that we can think of that will either, well, hopefully will reach adults as well as young people. And then the 4-minute film has gone out to schools along with a toolkit which Alter Ego have produced, and the toolkit will guide teachers in how they will, you know, how they'll share the film and the messages that they want to discuss with young people down now out in schools across the county.
And it's called Part of the Solution, which is a really nice way to say that they're not the problem, which is, I think, a lot of young people have been, in the, especially in the media, blamed for this, that and the other. And I think it's really nice that this is actually called Part of the Solution.
Yes, and that wasn't necessarily the intention in the start. So I think what we discovered as the story started to kind of come together and as we saw what was happening with the film, it became quite evident that actually it was a bit of a kind of two-pronged approach, really. It's this is what you need to be doing to keep yourself safe. And actually, hang on, the rest of you just recognise that young people are part of this as well. And yeah, so it's come together quite nicely, really.
I think we really tried to make this a positive message. So a lot of young people will say, and quite rightly, that they get really almost scapegoated for all the problems of the pandemic are down to the young person. And what we want to recognise in this film is how much young people have given up and how hard they are working and all the contributions they have made, whilst also emphasising that just as with every other part of our population, young people are part of that solution. So it's a really positive message of saying we can all do this together. And what I also find really powerful is that recognition that it is tough and people might need to ask for help and people might need to ask for support. It can be very easy to assume that young people are incredibly resilient, everything's fine, there isn't really an issue. And we know that this has really taken its toll on the mental health of young people. So part of that message as well to say, please do ask for help and you might need help, and that's okay. And we're all here to support. And I think it's a really positive and powerful message. I have to say, I can say this because I wasn't involved in making the film, so it's not about self-promotion. When I watched it, I was quite choked up. I don't think anyone is doing anything like this. I think it's, for me, it's the most powerful film I've seen on how we should respond to the pandemic. I think it's absolutely marvellous.
Yeah, I think it's been a brilliant thing. I watched it when I heard that we were going to be talking, and I just watched it. And like you said, I was absolutely blown away by the message that came through really loud and clear. And I think it's really great, like you said, that you've acknowledged that, and you've acknowledged that it's okay to not be okay. And I presume within this toolkit, there'll be ways for people to talk and to be able to get help, which is a wonderful thing. And you say this is probably one of the only ones you've seen or have heard of, not aware of other councils doing something like this.
Certainly not come across any film like this, and it's also fantastic acting and really great production. So, yeah. You know, I'm really impressed with the work that's been done here, and I think a lot of that comes from the fact it's been made with young people. We're reflecting the messages that young people feel will be the most powerful, and I think it all goes to show if you actually ask the young people what they want, you will get something of an incredibly high quality out of it.
Oh, that's brilliant. It's great to see. So if people wanted to see it that aren't in school, is there a way of them seeing it?
Yeah, I mean, we have downloaded it on various social media outlets like Facebook, etc. I mean, we can certainly share it with, you know, you put it on your own website, so that would be really helpful. And it's on the council website there, yes.
And would they just look? Would they just Google part of the solution, or how would they find it?
Yeah, and it's also on Alter Ego's platform as well. So, and I think just to kind of echo what Anna was saying, when we started out, we did have a really good look. We were trying to find out what young people's experience was, trying to find testimonials of those young people that have sadly contracted the illness and been poorly. And we found it really difficult, particularly to get anything that was made in the UK. There was nothing.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, so that was one of the, you know, that's kind of drove us along to do that. And the other thing that we did was which is one of the reasons why it's taken so long, is that we did go out to young people. You know, we involved them through a focus group. We commissioned a little bit of activity with the local youth panels as well, just to talk to them, not just about what the content of the film would be, but what else it is that they need. You know, what are they missing? And are there things that we're missing out on? You know, because we all assume that every young person has a Facebook account. Well, they don't.
Again, the media doing this thing that everybody's always on their phones, they're always on Facebook and everything else. But it's interesting to know, really, that this isn't the case. Therefore, we need to look at other outlets to how to help.
Other places, definitely. Yeah, and yeah. They've all got, you know, they were all saying they needed things which is why we've got the social media trailer. They need things which are quite short. Their attention span was already quite short. It's even shorter now, you know, as I'm sure. I know mine is.
Mine is definitely, yeah.
Mine's gone out the window.
Yeah. And is this going to be, do you think you're going to pass it out to anyone else, or you're going to let other people know that possibly they could use your film in other areas?
What we did was we deliberately wanted to make sure that Alter Ego could use it elsewhere. So although it's a very Cambridge-centric film, because you can see that where it's filmed, and, you know, it's quite iconic in lots of the settings. But we also wanted them to be able, because, I mean, they had done us, you know, although we paid for it, they had done us quite a big favour by sitting down in the middle of lockdown and writing this, that it could be used elsewhere if necessary. We do know that, so for example, the county have also asked them to do something which is focused on Peterborough, which is a very similar story, but again, shot in a different location, just to kind of get a bit of resonance for local young people.
Excellent.
But yeah, sure, it's available to anybody.
That's great. And also, my last question is, do you think you'll be doing any more films like this, or any other follow-ups or different things now that you found how well this worked?
I hope so. I mean, I think what has happened, and I'm sure this is true, you know, across the board in lots of different areas, is that we've now developed a new partnership. You know, we've made friends in other other departments, which means that we want to continue to do more of that. And certainly those people working at the county council with young people and getting comms out to them, it's quite, you know, they're key contacts, and they're the people that are making contact with the schools every day as well. So I think, yeah, based on the success of this, I don't see why not. We just need to have a think about it.
One of the things we've got in our budget proposals for this year is some money to make information films to really engage with our community about how we can all build back better together, in effect. And having seen this film, I would love to see more involvement from our communities, from our young people, from other communities that we're really aiming at, and ensure that they're a really core part of anything we make. I think this is a really excellent example of how, if you're trying to reach out to a group, involve the group in making the piece.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. That really interesting. And I hope it does really well. I'm sure it will. It's just brilliant. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you, Councillor Anna Smith and Paula Bishop.
Lovely to be here.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.